Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Rajam Rupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahorarika Madhavasam Prapto Yashya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavagato Sankirtanaye Pratitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Deja Priyaparo Karuna Avataro Anapitam Chirim Chira Karuna Avatinakalo Samarhitam Manushula Rasam Swabhavi Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadara Jai Kandare Svaratuva Sachinandana Uttama Atama Kichuna Bajira Jaji Abhile Kapola Kahe Premananda Emana Bodanda Vigo Yadbari Yopola Kajakuranda Kaburanda Laburangira Namde Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Song by Lord Chandras Thakur. He's singing, Ke Jabi Bhai, Bhava Sindhu Par. My dear friend, Bhai, who's going to cross over the ocean of material existence? Very, very difficult, vast thing to cross. But you should know, Danya Kali Yuga or Chaitanya Avatar. This is a very special opportunity. It's better than a 90% off for sale. Walmart. Danya Kali Yuga. This is the most fortunate Kali Yuga because Chaitanya Avatar, that personality has come, who is Krishna Chaitanya. He's come to this world and he's given consciousness to everyone. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's giving Krishna Prema freely to everyone. So perhaps a person says, okay, alright, alright. But where is the boat got? Where do I get him? Amara Gurangir Gati. I have a boat got Amara Gurangir Gati. And that boat got is called Gurangir Gati. Because my boat is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who's going to go on that boat? That's the next question. Jada Anga Atada Avari Parahoi. There's no restriction. There'll be people who come in, including the lame, people who are blind, blind spiritually, lame, they can't walk spiritually, and people who are distressed, that means everybody, Manda Samanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Upadvita, everybody in Kali Yuga is distressed, isn't it? Raise your hand, how many people here, devotees here, are not distressed, free from distress? Krishna Kumar? I can't raise my hand. So everybody is welcome on this boat. So then what is the boat? Is the boat going to have big holes in it? Is it just a little rowboat and we're going to go out in this big ocean and it's going to be a big danger? Don't worry. Harinama Noka Kani. That boat is the Holy Name. Very, very strong boat. Okay, who is the captain on that boat then? That's our next question. Sri Guru Kandari. The Sri Guru Dev, he is the captain of that boat to guide us across the ocean of material existence. So then the person's next question is, well, what kind of engine do you have on the boat? How is it going to be propelled? No problem. Sankirtana, Puriyala, Dubahu Pasai. We have some rowers, some oars. Crew. And that crew of oarmen is the two hands raised in the air. Dubahu Pasai. Of the Sankirtan party. Sabaji Bahoila Pada Premera Batasi. And there's also a very nice breeze to take this boat across. It's no problem going across this ocean. Because Mukti Tucha Falavai Nama Basa Vaite. That ocean becomes very, very tiny when you're trying to go across in this boat of the Holy Name. Mukti Tucha Fal. That mukti liberation is tuchafal, a very insignificant fruit of Namabasa Hoite, even Namabas. Ajamil was chanting Namabas. He wasn't chanting the name of Narayan. He wasn't chanting the name of Krishna. He was chanting the name of his son. Was indicating something else, Sanketa Namabas, which is called. But because he was chanting the name of Lord Narayan, even though he was a big badmas, big rascal, with all nonsense activities, still, Jamil got liberation very, very easily. Sabajiva hoila pada premera batasi, pariyava ila lochana apanara doshi. Lochana is a mistake in the printing, it says. Apanara don. It should be doshi. Doshi meaning fault. Only one person is left behind in this place, and that's Lochan Das Thakur. And he's crying and lamenting. So this is a very, very auspicious day in a very auspicious place. We want to come together with devotees in a very intimate way. We also like to come together with devotees in a very big way. But you'd be interested to know that in the Madhulila, chapter 13, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it describes the Ratha Yatra festival, the phrase Sampradaya is used, I don't know, maybe 20 times. And how is it used? It's not used for all of the devotees. It's used for the different groups. One Sampradaya was there with the Dvaitacharya, another Sampradaya was there with Nityananda, another Sampradaya was there with Mukunda, another was there with Haridas. So many different groups of devotees had come. Now, this is very interesting. You might be interested to note that in our Goswami literatures, Jiva Goswami, he refers to us as the Chaitanya Sampradaya. But here in Madhulila chapter 13, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's describing so many sampradayas. How can we understand that? This is the nature of Mahaprabhu's movement. There are so many different groups. And those groups are very, very sweet. Madaram, madaram, what is it? You say? Madaram, madara, sabasarachar. All of his companions, his associates, are very, very sweet. Krishna consciousness is meant to be a very sweet thing. Bhuyamakyati Prichati. We often cite this verse from Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami. That devotees have to have Sabhidim Priti Lakshanam, six different loving exchanges. These six loving exchanges nourish bhakti. And two of them are Bhuyam. Agyati Prichati. We absolutely have to have some confidential discussions. We absolutely have to have someone we can trust and confide in. But that person, our Acharya describes, should be someone who's more advanced than us. Because this is the nature of bhakti, this is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So we need this. Sometimes we work very hard in Nikarathi after festival, Gurgaon or Janmasthami program. And sometimes I think we're doing it mostly for the public or for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure to get to the public, and that's very nice. And that's needed. But it's also needed to have something for the devotees. We need to be nourished in a deep way, not just talking about vegetarianism, reincarnation, or things like that, but something deeper to satisfy the heart of the devotees. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this day. This is Gaura Purnima. We were speaking earlier this morning in Punjabi about it, and we were mentioning how Krishna appears in Janmasthami at midnight. And Radharani, she appears in Radhasthami at noon. Halfway in between the two of those is the moonrise. And that's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Because he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayananya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Lokchandas Thakur, he's describing in this song the boat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how people can very easily cross over the ocean of birth and death. But this is, as we said earlier, not such a big thing. In fact, Krishnadas Kavya's Goswami, he describes as Kaitava Chatushtoy, four types of cheating religion, which the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavutra, kicks out in the very second verse of the Bhagavatam, kicks out all types of cheating religion. What is cheating religion, cheating dharma? Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. These are four types of cheating religion. In comparison to Panchama Purusharta, or Prema Purusharta, the fifth and highest goal, which is Krishna Prema. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give that. In every Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is chanting Krishna Nam. But in this Kali Yuga, there's something more. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in a very amazing way. We say in the Bhagavad Purana that Dharma Vritta Tyaga Uttari Sarga Shubha Kriya Samyama Pi Pramadaha. I remember explaining something about this verse before, right in this very chair in this house. This is the eighth offense to the holy name. To consider a Pi Pramadaha, to be equal, the name is equal to Dharma Vritta Tyaga Uttari. Some mundane religion, ordinary religion, ordinary dharma, bretta, some vows and austerities, tyaga, austerities, utta, meaning fire sacrifices. So this is a very difficult thing for people to understand in Hinduism. All of you maybe, I think, were born in Hindu families, probably. And most Hindu families are very, very attached to following the rules and regulations, and especially offering shraddha to their parents. That's considered the most important thing. But in this line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a different stress is given. Srila Madhavendra Puri, who is the Param Gurudev of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose disappearance day was just a few days ago, he describes Rupa Goswami's quoted his verse in his Pajavali. Sandhya Vandana Badramastu Bhavato Bhosnana Tubhyam Namo Bodeva Pitarashtya Tarpana Dito Naham Kshamaksham Yatam Yatvatva Pinisadhya Yadava Kulotamasya Kamsavishaha Smaram smaram agam haramitaravam anyekem anyename sanjavandana bhadram. All auspiciousness with my Gayatri mantra, with my sanjavandana, all good unto you. Bhavato bo sana. All auspiciousness to my morning bath. I Tubhyam namo, I offer obeisances. to my son Devandana and to my morning bath, and I say goodbye. Madhavendra Puri is saying this. What is this? These two things, such important things, your son Devandana and your morning bath. What Hindu could ever consider giving up a morning bath and son Devandana? But Madhavendra Puri, he's saying goodbye. Bodeva pitarashtacharpana vidho naham ksham ksham yatam. Please forgive me, my dear forefathers. Please forgive me, devatas. I'm not going to do any more tarpana. I'm not going to do any more of the shred, because I have something much, much better. Yato papi disabja yadava kalottamasya kamsa dvichara smaram smaram agamharamitaralam manye kim manena me. I'm simply going to take shelter of Krishna, the killer of Kamsa, and that personality who destroys all sins. As soon as someone begins to chant Krishna's names of sincerity, then all their forefathers are immediately liberated. And your shred ceremony is not required anymore. It's not required anymore for you to do this huta adi, to offer some fire yogas, to perform your vanashram system perfectly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something else. From the very time that he appeared at the moonrise, he was on a lunar eclipse, and on that day everyone was going to take their bath. And because the lunar eclipse was there, the Hindus, they would chant Krishna's names. And the Muslims, they were going by and they were seeing the Hindus and they started making fun of them. Krishna, Krishna. They were teasing them. And they were also chanting Krishna's names. And so in this way, that personality is known as Gaudahari. He made the entire world chant Krishna's names at the time of his appearance. He's Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He is the father of the Sankirtan movement. And he's come to give something special. Although Naam is a Yuga Dharma in all Kali Yugas, in this Kali Yuga, there's something different. And therefore Madhavendra Puri, who's the root of our Gora tree, he's saying goodbye to my son Devandana, goodbye to my morning bath, goodbye to my Pitri Shraddha, and other things. Goodbye to all of that. A similar point is made by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in the beginning of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Marare Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyanam Pujari Yatnam Katamapi Sapridattam Muktiram Praninam Yat Paramamitam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam Me. Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Marare. All glories, all glories. To the holy name of Krishna, which is full of Ananda, and Rupam Murare is directly the form of Krishna. Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Pujari Yatnam. That holy name is making me give up all my ordinary religion. It's making me give up my meditation and my different types of worship, because I see in comparison to it, everything else has become very, very insignificant. Therefore, dharma bhrita tyaga utari sarva shubha kriya samupi pramada. If we think that any of these shubha karmas, this dharma, this bhrita, uta, fire sacrifice and other things are equal to nam, then we're doing a very big namaparada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something in the language of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, non-conventional. It's a very astonishing thing in our movement, because we're taking that non-conventional thing and we're presenting it in a conventional package, in a conventional box for people. And that's good. Many people are taking it. But the nature of Nam itself, it doesn't require a box. Srila Prabhupada, we were describing yesterday morning, I think it is, of the time when he was signing legal documents for ISKCON. Prabhupada, it was a very big day for him. He turned to the devotees and he said, actually, we don't need this. He said, we can sit under a tree and chant Hare Krishna. But the problem is, no one will come. So we need to have a clear understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it. We preach, we want millions of people to come, we work very hard. And for us, that's a big part of our bhajan, to preach and help, because that's how we're going to get mercy, by giving mercy to other people. But at the same time, Prabhupada said, our train of Krishna consciousness runs on two tracks, the track of preaching and the track of personal bhajan. And we need that. That personal bhajan also has to be there. And that personal bhajan should be very, very exclusive. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and giving this name. Katanapi sakvidattam muktidam praninam yat. Very easily this holy name gives liberation. Padam amritam ekam. This is my only and topmost nectar. Padam amritam ekam. Jivanam. Ekam jivanam. This is my only life, this holy name. And we have to also understand this in our movement. I've been around this ISKCON movement now for, I don't know, 33, 34 years, something. And we've seen so many people who are distributing lots of books, or preaching in a very big way, but they weren't taking Krishna Nam, they weren't chanting. And after some time, they stopped, and they went away. So we have to drink this amrit. This amrit will keep us from dying. Param amritam ekam, jivanam. This is our only life. Jivanam bhushanam me. And this is the only ornament. What does it mean, ornament? Ornament is something that we wear to look beautiful. Ornament is something that we wear to attract the attention of others and to look very pleasing. So this is the only ornament that I have. The only pleasing way that I have. Never mind lots of money, never mind gold watches and jewelry and necklaces and diamonds and other things. Never mind big education. Never mind lots of makeup or big cars. This, the only ornament that I need, Jivanam Bhushanam Me, the only ornament for my life is the holy name. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this holy name, and this name is the sacrifice in Kali Yuga. In the Mundaka Upanishad, it describes, in the first canto, second chapter, text 4, how every yajna, every fire yajna, has seven flames. Kali karalicha manojavacha sulohitarishya cha sudumrabarna spalingini vishruchi cha devi Leyamana iti saptajivaha. The seven tongues of the sacrificial fire. Every fire has seven different tongues. In the form of different flames, they're known as Kali, Karali, Manojava, Sulohita, Sudumra, Varna, Spalingini, and Vishvaruchi. The word Kali means black. Karali means something very terrible, terrific. Manojava means swiftest thought. Sulohita means very red. Sudumravarna means purple. And Spalingini means sparkling. And Vishwarupa, Ruchi, means having innumerable rays. Shankaracharya, in his commentary in this verse, he says these are the Saptajiva, or the seven different tongues of the sacred fire. So, in Gaura Lila, we also have a yajna. And that yajna is a Sankirtan yajna. And that Sankirtan yajna also has seven types of flames. Does anyone know what those seven flames are? They're all described in one verse. Maybe you've heard this verse before. Cheto darpana marjanam baba mahadava nirvapanam Sri Kairava chandrika vitadanam vidyava du jivanam anandam bhurivadanam patipadam purnam ritasvadanam sarvatma snapanam padam vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. So these are the seven flames of the Sankirtan movement. The first is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. This is the first flame of the Nam Sankirtan. It cleanses the mirror of the heart. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod, in his commentary on this first verse of Shikshastika, he says that just like if you have a mirror in a house, maybe no one's been in that house for 100 years. Maybe some Aborigine people or something were cooking in that house and with lots of oil and smoke. And that mirror has not just dust on it, but it has heavy oil and smoke. It's very, very dirty. So when you go look in the mirror, you can't see anything. But when you begin to cleanse the mirror, what happens? You still can't see anything. You wipe the mirror and it's so dirty. But as you keep wiping, suddenly you can see something of yourself. You can't tell what color your hair is or what color your eyes are, but you can see a form. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this is the first result of Cheta Darpana Marjanam, that you realize what is your position within Varna and Ashram in a very vague way. And the more that we begin to cleanse, finally we come to the point with Name Prasvatito Hai Rupa Guna Karma. Bhaktivinoda says you realize the holy name blossoms and Rupa Guna Karma, you realize your form in the spiritual, you realize Krishna's form and your form, guna, the qualities of Krishna and whatever qualities you have in the spiritual world, and karma, you realize your Krishna's leelas and your services for the Lord. So Cheta Darpana Marjanam is the first flame of Nam Sankirtan. The second flame is Bala Mahadavadni Nirapanam. It puts out the fire of material existence. This is a very quick result of chanting Hare Krishna. It puts out all the anxieties, all the problems and miseries of our life. If we're not experiencing that, it means that we're not chanting properly. Because Nirapadanam Loi Pai Premadana. If we just chant without offense, then very quickly Krishna Prem will come. The third flame in the Sankirtan fire is Shriya Kaida Vachandrika Vitaranam. The lotus of good fortune blooms under the moonlight of this Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement sheds some moonlight. Which, like we say, that Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Godai Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonudo. The Gaura and Nityananda have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaudadesh, just like the sun and moon rising at the same time. Have you ever seen the sun and the moon rising at the same time? No. It's a very extraordinary thing. Which one is the sun, which one is the moon, we can't exactly say. It's a very wonderful thing because the sun gives lots of bright light in the darkness. And the sun destroys nasty, dirty things that are there. While the moon is just the opposite. The moon is very cooling because by itself the sun is very hot. But when the sun and the moon rise together, then that heat is not there. We're not troubled by that. So Shriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, the moon of the Sankirtan movement shines down upon the persons who are chanting. And it makes the lotus of good fortune blossom. Previously it was closed up and we didn't have such good fortune. But when we begin chanting Krishna Nam, the lotus of good fortune blossoms. The fourth flame of Nam Sankirtan is Vidyavadu Jivanam. It's the life of the bride of knowledge. So Vidya Vadu Jivanam, Vadu is a newly married wife. And she's the wife of knowledge. So this knowledge, this new wife of knowledge, is the life of that thing. And that life means that we understand Tatparatagyan, Tvamparatagyan. Knowledge about ourself and knowledge about Krishna. This is a life of knowledge, the new wife of knowledge. And that's the fourth flame of Nam Sankirtan. The fifth is Anandam Bulimardhanam. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. That ocean of transcendental bliss begins to overflow its shores when Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes. Why that is, we'll say something in a minute. Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. And Aswadhanam, it gives us a taste of Purna Amrit, complete nectar, not partial nectar. The devas, they have partial nectar. But it's only partial because that Amrit that they drink in the heavenly planets, it doesn't give them life forever. But mukti tucha falahoi namabasa hoite. Even namabas gives one liberation. So this nectar of the holy name, prana amrita swadhanam, is full nectar and allows us to taste it. What is that full nectar? That full nectar is Krishna praying. And the seventh flame of Nam Sankirtan Yajna is Sarvatma Snapanam. Sarvatma Snapanam. It gives a full bath to the self. In other words, it also bathes the soul. It purifies the body. Prabhupada said one time in a letter to Jayapataka Maharaj, he asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, sometimes we're coming out, going out in Sankirtan, and we're coming back late in the day, and when we arrive, the Sundar Artik is going on. So if we go take bath before the Artik, then we'll miss the Artik. What should we do? Prabhupada said, you just chant Hare Krishna and go to the Artik. Because Sarvatma Snapanam, this chanting Hare Krishna, it purifies even the soul. So this is the Nam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Nam Yajna. And this is also described by Srila Lochan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangal in a more elaborate way. We can sing some of these verses that he has and chant Hare Krishna. Yajna, there is a different kind of yajna. The kund, or the sacrificial pit that you pour the ghee in, is your ear. The ear of all the living entities in the universe is the kund for this sacrificial pit. Not just your ear, but we want to go out and spread this sankirtan everywhere, and we want to pour the ghee in everyone's ear. So to pour ghee, you need a spoon, you need a shruk, a shravak, when you're doing homa. So, sabaloka karna bharta, kunda parishar. And the tongue, everyone's tongue, jiva shrava, is a sacrificial ladle. So then we also need some ghee. Dvani rasa dripta manohar. Krishna's name is a very pleasing ghee. And so with our tongue, we pour the ghee of Krishna's name into the ears of everyone, including our own ears. And those ears, they're the sacrificial kums for this Nam Yajna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fire comes up. So when the ladle of the tongue, when the spoon of the tongue pours the ghee into the openings of the ears, then where does that ghee go? It doesn't just go and rattle around in your ears, but it goes into your heart. And when the ghee enters the heart, there's a fire of bhakti in the heart. And maybe that fire of bhakti is almost gone out. It's very, very small. But if you pour that ghee of Krishna's name on the fire of bhakti in our hearts, then it makes the fire of bhakti burn very brightly. And then what happens? What will happen if you have a fire inside of your body?
I want to take a bath.
You want to take a bath. And you'll start sweating? Hmm? Yes? And some things start happening? Hmm? That's asasatvikara bhav. Your body will start shaking. Tears will come to your eyes. Your hair will stand on end. When this fire of bhakti gets the ghee of Krishna's name poured into the heart through the ear. So who's in that yajna? Say yajna vediya Krishna Raja. Sampradaya. And that yajna, all of our acharyas are present there. They're all taking part in the kirtan of our sampradaya. Say yajna vedya rahi Vaishnava acharya. And he says, Janive kirtana yajna sarva yajna arya. You should know this sankirtan yajna, this is the best yajna. Mahadan, this great wealth of Krishna praying appears, this great treasure appears in your heart. And Lord Nityananda, Ihara Grihastha Nityananda Avaran, that Grihastha Lord Nityananda, he's the master of that treasure. Goddess of that sacrifice is Gadadhar Pandit, and he's a person who's controlling that Krishna praying. He says, Etatva Janive Sakala Bhakta Mani, our dear jewel like devotees, you should understand this. Yuga, you should take this this yajna, not the yajna with fire or some other type of yajna, but you should take this yajna and you should go door to door everywhere and give this to all the fallen people in Kali Yuga, everyone who is disturbed. And in the beginning, we should take it ourselves. So this is the greatest yajna. It's described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Gokoti danam grahane gagasya prayada gango dakka kolpavasaha yagya yutam meru suvana danam govinda kirtena samam satam sai. If you give 10 million cows in charity during a solar eclipse, that's a lot of piety. You ever done? Have you given 10 million?
I've never seen
them. You've never even seen it. You give them one cow? If you give 10 million cows, that's a lot of cows, in charity during the solar eclipse, and on top of that, you live for one kulpa in the Ganga. And then you're not just taking bath one time in the Ganga, but you stay in the Ganga for one kulpa. It's a long time. In Prayag. You perform 10,000 yajnas, and you give in charity gold, yajna yutam meru suvarna danam, you give gold equal to the amount of Mount Meru, means more than this whole planet. And you add all the benefit of all those things together, it doesn't equal even a hundredth part of the chanting of one of Krishna's names. is such an amazing thing. This now, therefore, it is said that Nama Yajna Mahayajna, Kalokam Asanasanam, that this Yajna, this Nam Yajna is the Mahayajna. This is a great sacrifice. Kalokam Asanasanam. It'll destroy the evils of Kali Yuga. We were singing earlier today. Kali Kukura Mugada Babadana Marinama Mahoshari Dhanapa Patitata Dayagasu Mutidana Bajako Drumakana Kunja Vidum Bajako Drumakana Kunja Vidum Bajako Drumakana Kunja Vidum Kali Kukura Mudgada Bhavadara Marinama Mahoshavidana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to drive out the dog of Kali with a big stick of the holy name. And this is Harinama Mahoshavidana Param. This is the greatest charity. And it's not a Mahoshavi, the greatest medicine. It cures all illnesses. Patitartha Dayada Sumurti Dharam. He's come in a very, very beautiful form. Bajagodramakana Kunjavidu. Just worship the Lord of Godramadweep, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we worship him how? Namayagya Mahayagya Kalokamasanasam. Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte. We worship him with his Nam Yajna. Because this Yajna is very, very dear to him. Nama Yajna Samarpanam. You have the Samarpanam in Samarpanam, you say in Hindi? Yes. To offer? Yes. It's the same word. Yes. Nama Yajna Samarpanam. This is a Samarpana mantra that we use to offer our Krishna Nam. You don't have to have a mantra for that. You're offering it to your Gurudev. But this is the mantra that they use sometimes for offering this yajna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, why does Lochan Das Thakur say that Kejabi Kejabi Bhai Bhava Sindhupar Danya Kali Yugya Chaitanya Avatar? He speaks about Krishna Nam Harinama Nukokani. That the holy name is the boat to take us over the ocean in Kali Yuga. But he says this Kali Yuga is something different. Danya Kali Yuga Chaitanya Avatar. So is there anything different in the Yuga Dharma in this age? That question comes. Is it a different age because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come? Is the Yuga Dharma any different? Does anyone know? Can you say? Mataji? Is it the same as other Kali Yugas? Is there something different? Something different. What is different? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this Kali Yuga, but then what is different about the Yuga Dharma?
He's giving love of Krishna.
He's giving love for Krishna. Because in every Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Krishna Nam. And the Hare Krishna mantra is a mantra for every Kali Yuga. But this Kali Yuga is very special. Yeah? And Krishna Das Kavraj Goswami describes Krishna Adi Ajata Sara Chandra Me. That this chanting of Hare Krishna in this Kali Yuga is so attractive that anyone who chants it, even stavara jangame, non-moving living entities like plants and trees, and moving living entities. Have you ever heard a tree chant Hare Krishna? No? I have. How do trees chant Hare Krishna? Do you ever wonder? They sway back and forth. And also mountains chant Hare Krishna. I've heard that also. You try sometime when you go to some canyon or something, you go, Krishna! You hear, Krishna! You hear the echo come back. That's the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. Haridas Thakur, he tells us to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he says that Krishna Premi Mattakori Krishna Sankirtani. And this Krishna Sankirtan, everyone has become mad. Chanting Hare Krishna. So this Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, is something different. It's the same mantra. But there's something special about it. Krishna Das Kavya's song describes. Sei Dware Achanda Kirtana Sanchai Nao Prema Mala Dandi Parai Sansai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Sei Dware Achanda Kirtana Sanchai. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Uttama Adama Kichana Bhachila Jachiya Dileka Ko. He spread kirtan amongst everyone, amongst all of you who are Uttam, very elevated persons, and also among persons like me who are Adam, very fallen, lowly persons. Sedvari Achandali Kirtana Sanchari. He gave kirtan even to the untouchable persons. And he did something. Nama Prema Mala Ganti Parayila Sansai. He made a garland. We have a garland here. Garland's made out of two things. What is a garland made out of?
Thread
and flowers. So he made a garland out of two items. And these, the string which he bound everything together with is the holy name. And the flowers which he bound in that garland are Krishna Prem. The two are inseparable. And this is a very, very deep esoteric point. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that and why he did that. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes. These things are all non-different. Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, and Prema Rup, Nam Sankirtan. That Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, and Krishna Prem, they are all coming together in one form of Nam Sankirtan. And Vrindavan Das Thakur described a similar thing in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Jaya Jaya Hare because the person who inaugurated the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra, he is the person who is named. There's two things, Nam and Nami. Nam indicates the person. So that same Krishna, he's coming and giving Sankirtan of his own names. And at the same time, he's enjoying the pastime of accepting his own devotion. This is a very amazing thing. Why is this happening in Kali Yuga, in this Danya Kali Yuga? Because it's not just Krishna. Krishna is Rasa Raj. He's Prabhu. And Srimati Radharani, she's Madanakya Mahabhava Sarupini. She's the embodiment of the highest last limit of love, which is known as Madanakya Mahabhav. So when these two things come together, Madanakya Mahabhav, it's Maha, and Rasaraj Krishna, who's Prabhu, when these two things come together, it becomes Mahaprabhu. When Madanakya Mahabhav Radha and Rasaraj Krishna Prabhu come together, that becomes Mahaprabhu. So He's very merciful. Krishna's also very merciful, and Rupa Goswami describes that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But Krishna has a personification of his Kripa Shakti. Who is a personification of that Kripa Shakti?
Radharani.
Now, generally, that Kripa Shakti is controlled by the Icha Shakti, the desire potency. And Radharani, she's not understood freely by everyone. It's a very, very hidden thing. Now we see in UP, many people are hearing about Radharani. We were speaking earlier today. We see stickers, Radhe, Radhe. Where does that come from? Where does that Radhe, Radhe originate from? I can tell you it doesn't come from the Vallabha Sampradaya. It doesn't come from the Ramanuja Sampradaya, or the Madhva Sampradaya, or the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Because in none of those Sampradayas did they begin the worship of Radha. There was no worship of Radha historically in Vrindavan until around the early, like, 1600s, like that. Say late 1500s. It was established by the son of Maharaj Prataparudra, whose name was Purushottam Jana. He sent the first two deities of Radha, historically speaking, to Vrindavan from Orissa. And that's another discussion. Worship of Radharani was going on in Orissa long before, historically speaking, long before Vrindavan. That's another discussion. We won't go in that direction today. But our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we established the worship of Radha. And we know, you go to Jaipur, Baladeva Devotion, who was there, he composed the Govinda Bhasha on the Vedanta Sutra. Because the members of the Sri Sampradaya were challenging our worship of Radha. The Baladeva Devotion established that. So many people now they're chanting Radhe Radhe, and they're not Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are chanting Radhe Radhe. But where did all this Radhe Radhe come from? It comes from the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, the poet Basu Ghosh, he sings in one song, Jadagora na hoito tabe ki hoito kimoni dari tande radhara mahima premarasa sinha jagate janatoke. If it hadn't been for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one would understand Radharani. Because Radharani was always hidden away. Even when she comes as her different expansions, as Lakshmi Devi, Lord Narayan also hides her away and protects her from demons. Or Sita. Sita was kidnapped by Ravan. And Lord Ramachandra killed Ravan. But the question arises, why didn't he kill Ravan in front of Sita? You would think as a Kshatriya lady, Sita might have gotten some pleasure from seeing that rascal killed. There's one Acharya in the line of Ramanuja, his name is Manavallabha Muni. He's one of the main acharyas in their mind. And he's commented on the Ramayana, saying that there's a reason why Ramachandra didn't kill Ravan in front of Sita. Because Sita is a Kripa Shakti. She's so merciful that if Ravan would have been there, if Sita would have been there when Ramachandra was killing Ravan, she would have said, no, stop, stop, don't do that, don't hurt him. An expansion of that Kripa Shakti is Draupadi. And when Ashwatthama, he came and killed the sleeping sons of Draupadi, and Bhim and Arjun were very, very angry. They were going to kill Ashwatthama. But Draupadi came forward and she said, no, don't do that. She's a partial expansion of that Kripa Shakti. So Krishna controls that Kripa Shakti. He doesn't allow Sita to come near when Ravan's about to be killed. And he keeps Radharani hidden away in Vrindavan. But an amazing thing has happened now in Gaura Lila. When Shamasundar has become Gaura Sundar, Radha Bhava Dhuti Subhalitam Nami Krishna Sarupam, he's in the mood of Radha. And that Kripa Shakti now is being let free. And so everyone is getting mercy. Uttama Adama Kichina Bhachila Jachila Dileka Ko. Uttams, the Adams, everyone is getting that mercy because he's in the mood of Radha. Because Krishna entered into the heart of Radha. And when he entered into the heart of Radha, just like if you entered into this apartment building at about 9 o'clock this morning, what would happen to you? You would become colored. You'd get some color on you. So when Krishna entered into the heart of Radha, he also got some color on him. And therefore it's also appropriate that he appeared on this day of holy, the day of color. And that color is the duty, the complexion, the kanti of Srimati Radharani. Therefore we say, tapta kanchana gaurangi, tapta kanchana gauranga. That Shamasundar became Gaurasundar. Because that golden complexion indicates Madanakya Mahabhav. The color of Madanakya Mahabhav, the mood of Radha, is golden. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that mood. My Guru Maharaj used to say that when Krishna enters Radha's heart, that's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he said, don't take him out of Radha's heart. And he said, if you put a peacock feather on his head, if you put a flute in his hand, then you're taking him out of Radha's heart. Because you're telling him you're Krishna. And then he doesn't give the same mercy. Because then that Kripa Shakti again is controlled by the Icha Shakti. But when that Kripa Shakti is given freedom to go wherever she likes, then Mahaprabhu, he's Mahavadanyaya Avatar. And he's freely distributing this Hare Krishna mantra to everyone. Whereas before, you had to have some qualification. But today, no qualification is there. Everyone can chant. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they weren't considering who was qualified, who was a proper recipient, and who wasn't a proper recipient. And this is the mood the devotees have to be in to do this Nam Yajna. We don't consider who's qualified, who's not qualified. Srila Prabhupada stayed in the Bowery. Bowery is like the worst place, it's like, excuse me for my language, it's like the anus of the universe. It's a very, very horrible place. Have you been to the Bowery before in New York? Prabhupada was stepping over dead bodies sometimes. There's drunks, and it's just a very, very nasty, horrible place for the poorest of people, the most lost, destitute people. And that's where Prabhupada went. And he was chanting Hare Krishna there, giving the topmost valuable thing, Krishna praying. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's inconceivable. The topmost, most valuable thing now is being given to the most fallen persons. And this is the mood that we have to accept it in. We want to do this yajna. We want to pour the ghee of Krishna's name in the cones of our ears so that it picks up the fire of bhakti in our hearts. But to repay, to do this yajna, we also have to chant and pour that name of Krishna in the ears of so many people. And you can't consider who's qualified, who's not qualified. Bhakta vichar nahi, nahi sanasthan. He didn't consider what was a proper place, what was an improper place. This is the Bowery, this is America. So many people were telling him, Swamiji, don't cross the ocean. You'll die if you cross the ocean. Prabhupada said, I don't care. I have the service to do. I'm going to cross. Traditionally, in many sampradayas, the sannyasis are not supposed to cross the ocean. They'll lose their qualification. Well, Prabhupada did that. He didn't consider what was a qualified place, what was an unqualified place. Jai janapari tanakori premadan. They made no conditions whatsoever. And they just gave freely to everyone. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he's giving that freely to everyone. And exactly what is being given? This is a very interesting question. In the Chaitanya Chandodaya Natakam, written by Kavi Karnapur, who as a little boy, maybe a few months old, Mahaprabhu put his toe in Kavi Karnapur's mouth. Nice mercy. And he became a great poet by that blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words to Advaita Acharya just before Mahaprabhu left this world. Dashe kechana kechana panayana sakyaika eva baye radha madhava nastika katipaye sri dwarkadishiti sakyada ubaryatra kechana parije vatararantare maya pada rido kilanditanabai Vrindavana Sanginaha. Mahaprabhu told the Dvaita Acharya. Now, who is the Dvaita Acharya?
Mahavishnu.
But some say something else. Sadashiva. He's a combined form of both. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And they say that Lord Nityananda is also a combined form. Have you heard that? Mm-hmm. He's Balaram. And who else? Ananda Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, who is Balaram's consort, one of Balaram's consorts, that he's come in a combined form also. So Mahaprabhu told the Dvaita Acharya, those of you whose hearts are bound to me in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if you have the rasa sakyaras or dashiras to any of my other incarnations, like Lord Dwarkadish, or like Lord Ramachandra, or Matsyakarma Varaha Nishrinha, even if you're attached to any of those other forms, he says, I'm going to make you into my eternally liberated associates in Vrindavan. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is freely giving. The most inconceivable thing, the most inconceivable mercy, the most valuable thing, to even the most fallen persons. So those persons who are Sumedha Saha, who are intelligent in this age of Kali, they worship Krishna Varantusha Krishnam Sangupangasta Parshidam Yabgyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. They worship the Lord through the performance of the Sankirtan Yajna, and everything is given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Prema dana vina vyarta daritra jivana dasa kori vetan more deha prema dana. He's praying. He's Krishna. And he's coming. He's praying to Radharani. What is it that everybody in India prays for? I think the number one thing everybody's wanting. Give me employment. Give me employment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's from West Bengal, he's also asking for employment. He was the first one. Prema, but he's asking for a different kind of thing. He's saying, Prema dana vina vyartha dada jivan. Because I'm Dridra Jivan. I'm not Dridra Narayan. I'm Dridra Jivan. I'm a poor soul. Because I have no Krishna Prema. Dasakori Vetanmori, you make me your servant, and Vetanmori, you give me some salary. I want a good wage. Vetanmori, what's the wage that I want? Deha Prema Dana. Give me this Krishna praying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's coming in the mood of Radha. Radharani, is she chanting Radhe, Radhe? Do the Sakis of Radharani, they go around and they say Radhe, 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 Radhe. Do they do that? What will Radharani think if they just say, what are you doing? Stop that noise. Chant Krishna, Krishna. This is a mood of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, he tells Radharani and the gopis that Napari ham nirvabhisam yujam susadu kritam vibhudaya sati. But the Rasalila, the 10th canto, he says, I'm in your debt. And I have no way to repay my debt to you. Because you don't want anything. Everybody else wants something. They want a new toy, fire truck, or they want a girlfriend, or they want a new wife, or a new husband, or they want a new harmonium, or this thing, or that thing. Everyone wants something. Oh, they're chanting. But the gopis don't want anything. They only want one thing. They want Krishna's pleasure. So how do you repay that? Krishna tells him, Your pratyatu sadhana. Let your own sadhana be your glory. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let your own sadhana be your glory. That glory of the gopis' sadhana, the gopis' kirtan, has appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, in Radha Tantra, it's described that there in the spiritual world, Radharani and the gopis, they're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And therefore we chant Hare Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. We don't chant Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Sometimes in Gaur Purnima we might do that. A little bit. But on our beads, that's not part of our Nam Yajna. Nama Yajna, Maha Yajna, Kalo Kalman Sanasana. Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte. That personality who is conscious of Krishna. Prityarte, he becomes very appreciative. He likes this so much when we chant Hare Krishna. So he tells us, what is that Nam Yajna? Nama Krishna Bhaja Krishna Yao Krishna. Only worship Krishna. Sing Krishna's name. Krishna Minu Keha Kichu Nabliharan. Only think about Krishna, nothing else. Chandriyama Prati Sneha Dake some problems and went away. And I was attending, this is one of the first classes from my Guru Maharaj. And in this class he quoted this verse. Janiyama pratisneha taki sabakar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you love me, you love my instructions. And my Guru Maharaj pointed at me and says, Nityananda, if you love me, you love my instructions. You do what I say. And what does Mahaprabhu say? Tavi Krishna Vyakti Rikta Nagai Vyar. Chant Krishna's name. Don't chant any other name. Because this is the Nam Yajna. Yapratiyatu Sadhana. This is how Krishna is repaying his debt to Radharani. By experiencing the same feelings of separation that she's experiencing. By doing the same kirtan that she's experiencing. Yapratiyatu Sadhana. Let your own sadhana be your glory. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he's so merciful. That he's allowing us to also take part in this Nam Yajna, this kirtan of our sampradaya, in the form of chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki
Jai,
Gaura Purnima Mahamahotsava Ki
Jai,
Gaura Premanande
Hare Ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda ki, Srila Ram Iskan Vasis ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,
Krishna
Purumata
ji. Any questions or comments from anyone?
Last one, Prabhupada. Gauranga Karuna Karo.
Okay.